Get ready. She is here, Carla Farrell, with what? Reality Update.
With what? That's right, nephew. Reality Update. All right, here we go on Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion show, God. part two. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. So NeNe, wow, she was clowning on this particular.
Shitty, wasn't she?
Clowning ain't the word.
Yep. Listen to this one over here, Steve.
Child,
please. Listen, NeNe said that she and Greg may actually get a divorce.
What?
Yeah.
Say what now?
Yeah, NeNe said that her and Greg may get a divorce. Now, on the reunion show, Greg was a guest on this particular part of the reunion show, and he doesn't want to get a divorce. But NeNe said that her marriage had problems before Greg was diagnosed with colon cancer. And she also mentioned that he cheated in the past and that Greg was grouchy while being sick. She went on and on and on. Yeah, there were some issues.
No. Sickness does that.
Hello?
Yeah, cancer kind of makes your mood change,
yeah,
I would
sick.
Think. Yeah, he has colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So anyway, take a listen when Andy talked to NeNe about the possible separation between her and her husband, Greg. Take a listen.
Do you wish that she had not revealed that you had cheated?
That was so long ago. That really just didn't have any weight. The hurt from that got removed from me a long time ago.
Maybe it didn't get removed from you.
Maybe.
Greg, NeNe made it sound like you were the one asking for separation when she was talking to Cynthia at Eva's wedding. Is that what happened?
You know, I can't recall exactly what it was, but we were into it. I went to the wedding alone.
Well, I was getting dressed, so I thought I was going.
He couldn't go, not arguing with me.
You ditched him?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, so, you know, I think Greg was
That's not cool.
A little uncomfortable about it, but he loves
NeNe.
On
national TV, yeah.
Yes. And he talked about maybe NeNe kind of reveals a little too much. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, they
talked about that.
They both got dirty laundry. They both do. They really do.
Yeah. But he, you know, you're rooting for him. You're rooting for Greg to stay strong and to beat colon cancer. And I hope they work their marriage out. I really, really do. Moving on, NeNe was acting mean on the show. You know, she was mean. She was short. You know, with the other cast members on the show. And the new cast member, she's a friend of the show. Her name is Tanya. And she was introduced to the group by NeNe. And she says that when you become friends with the other ladies in the group, it's like NeNe will dismiss you. And so,
That's what happened.
Yeah, so Portia and Cynthia kind of agreed with Tanya. Would you think so too, Steve? Go ahead.
Oh, hell yeah, because see what's happening there.
See, go break it down.
See, let me help y'all. NeNe is what you call, you know, just one of the, I don't know the name of it. One of them people where.
Narcissist?
Thin of attention.
Yep.
Thin of attention.
Narcissist. Mm-hmm. And see, narcissists are very close to the word narcotics.
Okay.
And see, once you get involved with narcotics, then it's just all about you.
No
you
way.
Don't give a damn about your family or nothing. Thus the word narcissist. And so when she just wants you to love her, once you go get somebody else, she play you hard to the left. Because it's going to be about NeNe now.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I love NeNe.
I like NeNe.
I love
her. I do. She has some
NeNe
issues,
though. NeNe is the star
though.
Of the show. She really is.
Yeah, she is. And NeNe, she kind of whispered to Andy that, you know, the women were working really hard for their peaches, trying to say, you know, they just coming after her on this particular reunion special. But she also talked about her behavior at the bi-wig party. You remember the whole closet gate?
Oh, yeah.
She had to explain her behavior. You remember when NeNe ripped the shirt off the cameraman, pulling him back so he could not film what was going on with her closet and Portia and Candy and all that drama.
Well, who's in the closet?
Candy and Portia. But NeNe admitted she had a natural breakdown. Did you say R. Kelly?
He over there too.
I'm in the closet.
So, long story short, Portia was very hurt by NeNe, just dismissing them. And she said, you know what? We prayed for you. We thought we were your friends. you know, we prayed for you. My family prayed for you. My man prayed for you. And then here you are treating us all like this. It just wasn't genuine. Take a listen to Portia. She's really pouring her heart out to Nene. Take a listen.
We were there for you, and we genuinely prayed for you and your husband. Your main issue is you don't know how to accept the support from your friends. It's all of us.
Yes.
That is hurtful. Like, that makes me feel like any experience I have ever had with you was fake. So many times since we've been on this couch, which is brand new to me, that we are not friends. Okay? Yeah. So just understand what you're doing. You think it's all nonchalant and cute, but that hurts because me and my fiance have prayed for you and my mother, all of us. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you would sit here now and give a big to all of us is very hurtful.
What's your response?
No response.
No response?
I can tell you that.
You're just shut
that's
down.
That's fine. I just
you're
had
just
to break
done.
Through the bullshit.
You're
that
done.
Was irritating me.
What's wrong?
So what do you want?
I thought she just poured her heart out
well,
to you.
Well, what do you want me to say?
She wants to
something.
Accept it.
If someone poured their heart out to me, I might have a response. Right. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Well, okay, no call her. She bitter. She just bitter.
Well, no response is a response.
Nene is just bitter.
That is.
Yeah,
I don't think she's bitter. She just feels that they're attacking her and they're all ganging up on her. And every time they do a reunion show, it's always about Nene did this, Nene did that.
Well, it was just like the one from last year. It's the same reunion show.
It's the same.
She's the same damn lines. I heard last year.
Nene knows how to get you to talk about her. She knows how to keep her name out there.
She is the star of the show.
Well, but you know,
she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes.
She knows exactly what she's doing. She does what she wants to do.
Yes.
But if anybody call her on it, then you get, like she said, no comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you leave a man with cancer? Damn, that's cold.
I thought it was death did us part, man.
Yeah, sickness and health.
You remember those vows?
You're not even waiting until he gets well.
Under God.
Damn.
Yeah. So hit me up, social media, at Lips by Carla. Tell me what you think. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. Was Nene wrong for no response, and Portia, you know, pouring her heart out? So just hit me up. We can talk about it. And also, there's some rumors on the show that they're going to shake up the cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Phaedra may be coming back. Kenya may be coming back. Shamari DeVoe may get demoted. Cynthia may be gone. It's all kind of rumors out there.
And I heard Marlo is definitely moving up.
And Marlo may get promoted. All right, hit me up at Lips by Carla. We'll be back at 20 after the hour.